T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, I'm Mangino sitting in for Larry. He's back tomorrow. Steelers lose to the Bills last night, 17-10. And I have to admit, I listened, I watched the highlights this morning a bit, did not watch the game last night. But when I saw that we had 4 interceptions and we only lost 17-10, my immediate thought was the defense had to have played amazingly well. And then what happened that put the Steelers in the situation to have that many balls thrown in the first place, to have that many picks? And with us right now to break it all down, Chris Hoch joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Chris, first of all, the defense from last night, it seemed to me, even though they didn't win the turnover battle against the Bills, they played really, really impressive football to keep the Bills at 17 points, even with four interceptions and a fumble.
Robert, you're right. I mean, when you hold a team to 17 points and you create 2 turnovers, take the ball away from the opposing team twice, you would think that that should be enough in the NFL to win a game. And, you know, the Steelers kind of got out of their personality, got away from their identity offensively in this game. And, like you said, opening, you know, they threw the ball way too much and didn't run the ball enough.
Now, why do you think that was? I mean, 15 runs. The lead up to the game, you have Connor coming back. You have Benny Snell, other running backs that are there. I'm thinking they're going to run the ball 30, 40 times and only throw it no more than they had to.
Yeah, you know, you're coming into this game, the 3 starts and 3 wins that Duck Hodges had, he threw the ball 19 times against Arizona, 21 times against the Browns, and 21 times against the L.A. Chargers in his first start. I mean, 20 times. And only had averaged, less than an interception a game.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, he throws the ball 38 times for 4 interceptions. And, you know, if the Steelers want to win with a less than quarterback that they have right now, not their star Hall of Fame quarterback, they've got to limit their throws to around 20 times a game, and they've got to run the ball. And they didn't do that last night, and that's why they lost that game, in my opinion.
2 of those picks in the end zone late in the fourth quarter where you have to throw the ball. Was it a situation to where he made errant passes, or do you think the Bills may have revealed something in a weakness of Duck, a quarterback?
No, he just forced the ball, and he was off the whole game. Duck's balls, he had a couple of nice throws, which any quarterback will. If you throw the ball 38 times, you might have a handful of good throws, but globally throughout this game, he just missed more throws than he made. And those 2 interceptions he threw in the last 2 drives in the game, he threw in the double coverage. And you can't force that ball, those balls. You've got to throw it out of bounds and play for another down. And those are throws I think that he's going to want back when he looks at the film, because he absolutely threw them in the double coverage.
What did you think about all the calls of Wildcat?
I've never been a fan of Wildcat, but it's worked for the Steelers. In the last couple of weeks, it's worked in spots where they've come in. They've never run it with James Conner. They've run it with Jalen Samuels, and it's been effective for the most part. But last night with James Conner, it just didn't seem to click, didn't work. And sometimes you overthink things. And last night when they're on the 10-yard line going in and James Conner gets the ball and runs kind of that speed option with Deontay Johnson coming across the line, across the formation – just too much going on, and the fumble happened, and that's a tough one, because at that time the game was 7-3, and the Steelers were going in to score, and the Bills took that ball away, and you don't get those balls, you don't get those points back.
All right, let's talk about Duck from the standpoint of coming into this game. There were so many accolades going his way. And now afterwards, with 4 interceptions, it seems as though we've built him up to then chop him off at the knees. Who's the real Duck, and what do you see his future? Is there a new quarterback controversy now for the Steelers about who's going to start on Sunday?
I don't know about quarterback controversy, but here we are. We're a team that's in the sixth seed of the playoffs. Duck has played good the last three games. He's had three good starts. When you limit his throws, you can't let him throw 38 times. If you limit his throws to around 20 throws a game and run the football, that's your recipe for a win. And last night they got away from that. And he's not a guy that right now, at this point in his career, they can come out there and throw the ball 38 times. You'll lose. And I said that early in the game when I was watching it, that if they continue to throw at this rate, they're going to lose the game. And especially when you're playing against the Buffalo Bills defense that was ranked third in the NFL and really good. They're third in the NFL versus the pass. So they've got to go back to how they won the last several games. That was running the football. I mean, listen, Robert, last night, James Conner, he comes back after being off, what, a month because of injury?
Right.
He ran the ball only 8 times. But for 42 yards, he was averaging 5.3 yards a carry. Give him the rock. Let
right.
him carry the load. Let Benny Snell carry the load, not the arm of your undrafted rookie free agent.
Chris Hoke with us. When it comes to confidence, that matters so much in a quarterback, even if you do throw 4 picks. Did you see anything that would say to you that he doesn't have the confidence in the position? Kind of like a Mason Rudolph really seemed to be rattled when he had his struggles. So what do you think about Duck at this point?
Well, I think there was more to the story for Mason Rudolph and why he was rattled. There was a lot going on in his life in terms of just the what he had to deal with getting hit on the head with a helmet and
right,
all the
okay.
things that were going on the week leading up to that game versus the Bengals. But when you talk about Duck, I don't think Duck lacks in confidence. I think sometimes maybe he have too much confidence, and he doesn't have the arm strength to zing the ball into some areas where he tries to put the ball at times. And, you know, he was hitting pretty good on those little quick 7, 6, 7, 8 yard out routes, underneath routes when they were, when the Bills were playing off and giving him those underneath routes. But when he had to force the ball down the field when they needed him to, he struggled. And like I said, he made a couple throws here or there. He made a couple nice throws to James Washington down the field, Deontay Johnson. He had 3 or 4 or 5 nice throws.
Yes.
But when you throw the ball 38 times, if you're putting him in a tough situation in a game like that.
Well, let's hope the Steelers coaching staff realizes that immediately and then sets up for the Jets for much more of a greater likelihood for success. Run the ball again, dink and dunk, and get back to managing the game. Chris Hoke.
Well, that's the thing. They have a great coaching staff, and I have a lot of faith in Mike Tomlin and Randy Finkner. So they'll go back and look at it and look at the stats and say, hey, we kind of got away from our identity and how we win. And I believe they'll get back next week to running the football and limiting his throws to around 20.
All right, very good. Chris, great talking to you. Thank you very much for making time for me.
Hey, Robert, have a great morning, man.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.